time to talk Maine football. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Hello there, Nick.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Doesn't matter. A loss is a loss, but the score was not indicative of what happened. That was a heck of a game into the fourth quarter on Saturday that kind of got away at the end.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, when you look at the second half execution, particularly in the third quarter, you know, we had plenty of opportunities. I mean, you know, we got a fourth and inches around the 50-yard line that we got to be able to convert. We had another third and short that we have to be able to convert. And, you know, we're planning on taking some shots after that, you know, because I think Dre and Dev started being pretty productive in the football game. And, you know, we left too many out there, unfortunately. And I thought our defense did a really nice job bending, not breaking, particularly as the game went on. Obviously, they got off to a good start offensively, but the turnover in the late in the third should have turned into points. You know, it should have been a touchdown, but obviously missing the field goal was very atypical for Johnny, and that's a big turn of events there. So, you know, when you're playing up like that and you're playing good competition, you can't make those kind of mistakes. And unfortunately, that's what happened, but there are positives to take from it, but like you said, there are no moral victories around here, man.
It was a good effort by young Freddie Brock, who continues to impress at running back.
Yeah, Freddie did a nice job. You know, Freddie came very close to having, you know, a really elite game. You know, he made some people miss in really tight spaces. Obviously, had a big explosive to score a touchdown. A couple of those third downs, you know, he's got to be able to convert them. And those are, you know, that's part of his progression as a young back. Taking the next step and becoming an elite player, because he's catching the ball better out of the backfield as well. Because Elijah, you know, had a little lower leg injury after his touchdown, so we had to shut him down the rest of the day. But I thought Freddie did a good job, and we're starting to come along. I mean, the last 2 weeks, I think we're starting to see our identity in the run game, and it's being pretty clearly defined, and I think it's helping the offense out in general.
You mentioned Devin Young as a pass receiver, but also continues to do very well returning kickoffs.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to stick with him. You know, we knew with the competition at the beginning of the year, you know, and the ability of the kickers to pin guys and get touchbacks, that we just wanted to stick with him and give it time. And I think he's shown his ability back there. Obviously, he has the ability to make people miss. And, you know, he's been pretty productive overall. That whole unit takes 11 guys. We take a lot of pride in that unit. So I thought there were some positives there. You know, unfortunately, there's one or two returns, one in particular, where if we get one more block done, we're probably out the gate, and we certainly needed that in that game. But, you know, I think overall in terms of his production, it is improving every week.
We're talking with Coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. How do you guys approach the bye week? What's the schedule look like for you this week?
So we're giving the guys a couple days, you know, to rest and recover. You know, we had a few guys that were banged up. You know, Jamel Wiley missed the game with an ankle. So, you know, it's never great when you're missing two of your captains in one of those games. But I thought we stepped up, you know, and filled in behind them because we were pretty deep at the position. But we're taking a couple days. We're going to practice Wednesday, and then we're going to do it similar to what we did with Delaware. We're going to start early on Elon, try to front load it a little bit, and then deload as we go. I think that'll help this football team out physically. And again, you know, these guys are aggravated because, you know, we feel like we're better than what our record is. But at the end of the day, you are what you are. And we talked about in the team meeting, you know, you can't talk about who you're playing and the circumstances. All you got to do is show up and execute and win. And I think now that we're going to have a week, we get to focus. Obviously, we're playing a CAA opponent, and most of them are the rest of the way. They're all winnable games for this football team. And as you know, Rich, as well as I do, this football team has been here before. And, you know, with the September schedules, it's always a big thing. And we got to fight through it. We got to win these games. You know, there's a couple we left out there, but now it's time to refocus and find a way to beat a good Elon team in a couple weeks.
Well, absolutely. And as you mentioned, you've got all but one conference game left, and that's where it counts, is winning those games within the CAA. I think they're all winnable games, including the UMass game. But it starts with Elon coming up. You're a team that you haven't played a whole lot through the years, but certainly that's an opportunity for you to be successful and to do so at home and really get a winning streak started at home.
Yeah, it's all about momentum, you know, and I think when we get into the thick of this thing now, you know, we get Elon, and then obviously we start getting into a stretch of games there. We get another home game after that. But, you know, it's the ability to get into a routine and then go, you know. And I mean, we win games in October and November, and we got to be able to win throughout. But I mean, we pride ourselves in this program on finishing strong. And the one thing that's really encouraging about this football team is even when it got away from us in the fourth quarter, you know, these guys are very connected. You know, they believe in what we're doing. There's not a lot of conversations on the staff or with the players, you know, about questioning anything that's going on. We just said we got to be 1% better every day. We got to focus up. And, you know, at the end of the day, the opportunities are there and they're going to be there in a couple of weeks. We just got to go out and do it. And now that we're, you know, fully in conference, except for one game, obviously, which is a regional game, we got to stay focused on just that opponent and on Maine. But I do think we're on the right track. Obviously, I wish we could play tomorrow after, you know, but we got to take advantage of the bye, and that's what the championship mentality is, just focusing on the task at hand and every single day. And right now I'm sitting right outside of a recruiting meeting that we're having, and, you know, we're here working just like we are every single day as a staff, and I know our players will be ready to go Wednesday when we start practicing again.
Well, Bob Lucy posted the stat last night. The Black Bears have won 12 of the last 16 games in October and 6 of the last 7 in November.
Yeah, and that's what we're called upon to do in this program. You know, that's how we're built, and that's what it is every year. I mean, every year I've been here, we've had to do that in order to get to where we want to be, you know, which is ultimately a championship-level program, which means making the playoffs. But you can't look past anything or look too far ahead, because that doesn't get you anywhere. You know, you are what you are, and right now we need to focus on the bye week and getting Maine better. And you know, we watched some self-scout today and did that and started making some adjustments with personnel and some scheme. But we just got to be focused on us. We got to worry about Elon. That's a great football team. They obviously got a big game coming up this week. So we'll have another game to watch come Sunday. We'll be getting some extra practices in. But we just got to be focused on the task at hand. And that's how we've done it here. And that's when we're successful. We're very singularly focused on what we got to do. So I think these guys will. They believe in what we're doing. And they work hard. You know, that was the one thing I was disappointed about the second half there, because the work is there, the standard's there, but the execution has got to be there, particularly against opponents like that. So we just got to finish that ball game.
All right, Nick, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for checking in, and we'll visit with you again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rich.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of the Black Bears. Black Bear Reports brought to you by Clear Point Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718, and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing, that's their specialty. Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.